Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I suppose in the end, the 1-1 draw on the balance of the game is probably just about fair, would you say?
I don't know. I think we probably edged it in the second half. First half, it was awful, wasn't it?
We'll come to you in a minute.
It was awful. You know, I think we, our lads probably played the occasion a little bit in the first half rather than the game, and then that showed in the play. Don't want to talk about the referees and stuff, but they're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. You know, the two-footed tackles going in and things like that, and not seeing them, and then just pulling up for petty things. And you know, personally, I thought it was a penalty, but the line is probably 70 yards away, and he's 30 yards away from it. So,
what we were saying, because I mean, the ref has got the better view out of the two,
you would think.
So you think, even if he goes over to chat to him, you think he'd be saying to him, well, I've seen it from behind, I've got the
well,
nearer view.
He's the one in charge.
Yeah, and I'm the one in charge, exactly, so, yeah.
You know, but for not playing well, and then, you know, keeping going and getting a goal, then in the second half, I think I can think of three or four really, really good chances for us. And on another day, they'd have gone in, and today it wasn't to be, but credit to our lads for showing good spirit. It was a bit of a ding-dong battle, really, rather than anything fantastic football-wise. But, you know, it's like you say...
frustration of it.
Keeps our unbeaten run going, so...
It does, and like I think the frustration is probably part of the first half. It's probably the worst we've played for the last five... You know, yeah. In this run now, which is in the game where...
We look panicky.
Yeah.
We did, we look panicky. Yeah. Credit to them for that, because they work really hard and didn't give us a minute's peace. You know, it wasn't a great spectacle, I must say.
And got away from the game a little bit. You got your manager a month award. I suppose we didn't lose, so that curse didn't kick in there,
well,
I suppose.
Well, I got told on Thursday that I'd won the award, but... And we had a college game on Friday and we lost 1-0,
that wasted it.
No curses or anything.
And I suppose it's a testament to the lads and that you're winning those awards, but they're the ones at the end of
the day
who go on
the
pitch.
Nothing to do with me, really, to be honest. It's, you know, I suppose these awards, I was thinking about the other day, these awards are won when you're not really... when you're not playing well, when you're struggling, and the lad, you need to be, you know, helping the lads through it, because when you're on such a good run, it's quite an easy job. But I suppose that's for all heartache.
And Matlock on Wednesday, they came to Gig Lane and they were on a poor at the time, and it was a fairly routine win. I think it'd be probably different on Wednesday night.
Yeah, definitely at their place. It's always Mark. I'll have him up for it. You know, we're on such a fantastic run now that people will be wanting to knock us off our pedestal even more than they do anyway. You know, so as long as we approach it in the same, probably the same spirit that we did in the second half, I thought we, you know, in my opinion, I thought we just edged it in the second half.
Cheers, Cal.
All right, cheers.